Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Numero uno. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I'm speaking so that you know. And understand I got the gift of speech, and it's a blessing. So listen to the lesson I preach. I talk sense condensed into the form of a poem. Full of knowledge from my toes to the top of my dome. I'm kinda young, but my tongue seeks maturity. I'm not a child, I don't need nothing for security. I get paid when my record is played, to put it short. I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made. I'm outspoken, my language is broken into a slang, but it's just the dialect that I select when I hang. I play it cool, the schooling is all that I'm about, to fool it with the girlies that's been busting it out. I'm special ed and you can tell by the style that I use. I'm creatively superior, yo. I never lose, I never lost, cause I'm the boss and never will, cause I'm still the champion. Chief one won't lose until I choose, which I won't, cause I don't retreat. I run you over like a truck and leave you dead in the street. You're inviting me, a titan, to a battle. Why? I don't need your respect, cause I got it made.
Got it made.
Got it made. I'm talented, yes, I'm gifted. Never boosted, never shoplifted. I got the cash, but money ain't nothing. Make $1 million every record that I cut, and my name is Special Ed, and I'm a super duper star. Every other month I get a brand new car. Got 20, that's plenty, yet I still want more. Time to find a Honda scooter's got 74. I got the riches to fulfill my needs. Got land in the sand of the West Indies. Even got a little island of my very own. I got a frog, a dog with a solid gold bone. An account to account the amount I spent. Got a treaty with Tahiti cause I own 1%. Got gear outwear for every day. Boutique from France to the USA. And I make all the money from the rhymes I invent. So it really doesn't matter how much I spent. Because yo, I make fresh rhymes daily. You burn me? Really? Think, just blink, and I've made 1 million rhymes. Just imagine if you blink 1 million times. Damn, I'd be paid. I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made. I'm kinda spoiled, cause everything I want I got made. I wanted gear. Got everything from cotton to suede. I wanted legs. I didn't beg, I just got laid. My hair was growing too long, so I got me a fader when my dishes got dirty. I got Cascade, and when the weather was hot, I got a spot in the shade. I'm wise because I rise to the top of my grade. Wanted peace on earth, so to God I prayed. Some kids across town thought I was afraid they couldn't harm me. I got the army brigade, I'm not a traitor. If what you got is greater, I'll trade, but maybe later. Cause my waiter made potato alligator souffle. I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made.
Welcome cha-cha-cha to this Mardi Gras. I'm the dopest female that you've heard thus far. And I do get better, the voice gets wetter. Nobody gets hurt,
as long as you let her.
Do my thing with an 89 swing. The dopeness I write, I guarantee delight. To the hip-hop maniac, the uptown brainiac in full effect, MC Light is back. And better than before, as if that was possible. My competition, you'll find them in the hospital. Visiting time, I think it's on a Sunday. But notice, they only get one day to shine. The rest of the week is mine. And I'll blind you with the science that the others have yet to find. So come along and I'll lead you the right way. Just clap your hands to the words I say. Come on. I got the power to spread out and devour at the same time. I'll eat you up with a rhyme, but I'll let you slide because you accidentally hopped on the wrong side. Now come on, that's suicide. Hypothetically speaking, okay, let's say you didn't know what you were doing. You're new in town and you're looking around for another name to ruin. And it's me that you're pursuing? Well, 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 I'll be damned. I might as well tell you who I am. I am the capital L-Y-T-E. Shocking, I'm the one you're mocking. Oh yeah, I've been watching you. Watching me like the fat on your back. It's plain to see that you're a wannabe. But you can't be what you're not. So you better start living with what you got. Kick this one here for me and my DJ K-Rock, let me hear a crack. Now it's time to kick a rhyme out the patch. And you're the receiver, eager as a beaver. Time to convert the non-believer that I'm a roadrunner, leaving you in the dust. I can't adjust to the times, and at times I might just get quicker than the ticker of your pacemaker. More tender than a roni, but harder than a jawbreaker. So don't ever second guess me. And if you're wondering who could the best be, think a second and recollect the worst whipping you ever had yet. And I'll bet that I did it. My fingerprints are still on you. How many times I gotta warn you about the light? It'll blind your sight, but the rhythm will still guide you through the night. Kick, 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 kick.
Man has finally appeared, and I'm astonishing rap characters to cause of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotable that speak from my mouth, and no doubt we rubbed you wrong and rubbing you out. To try to tackle such a problem is a foolish goal. And when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the Yoda vocalist, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician. I'll be curing impure MCs, plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet penicillin in. Sit back and listen to your man as I fill it in the venom. This is the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the Midnight Marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would own my skills and go out in the park and let my chemical spills. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Dudes, niggas would dip from with me in the north. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big P, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I slipped the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the week was fled. And the stage is the pulpit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned in the signs of change. Rearrange all your molecules like Dr. Strange. Make a cultist move if you disapprove. You can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air. We be vast indeed, and if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap. It is the Renaissance. Cause it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. rap, it's rap, renaissance, rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat, combinated with rhymes, brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness, witness what Iris of this lame, and he came, but I'm the royal highness. Don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep, and this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the renaissance in stereo. It's the renaissance, renaissance, renaissance.
Yo, what's happening, people? Man, it has been about a month since we've been back. But, man, we missed you guys, and we know that we've been lacking a little bit, but we're here. We're back to do the show. I'm glad to see some of my people back in here. I see them on the event page. I appreciate y'all. Man, life been lifing, y'all. Life been lifing. But it ain't stopped the show, man. We are able to come in here and kick it with y'all just like we always do, get that family reunion vibe going. So let me get straight to how we get down here. This is Renaissance Poetry. I'm your host, the Renaissance Poet, Keith Eric. I got Cambrella Renee on the ones and twos. She takes care of the event page, or anything that you spit, anything that you do, she trying to put it on the event page for the people to see. Shout her out. Shout out the other poets who get down. And again, the event page is for people who want to share their shit. Please do that. Speaking of your shit, we want you to spit the best of it when you come through to this show. Now, again, if you're new here, you don't know what that means. Let me go ahead and elaborate a little bit for you. We want you to spit your best shit. Whatever you're feeling tonight, whatever's been on your mind, whatever's on your heart, whatever you're going to bring the best energy with, that's what we want to hear, because we're going to reciprocate that. We want that really good energy. We're going to give it right back to you. Now, with that being said, I'm ready. I've been ready. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in number one. We got 240 in the building.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening, Renaissance? What's going on, my brother? How you doing?
What is happening? You know what it is. We got J-O-E in the building. What's happening, bro?
What's going on, man? I'm just chilling, man. I'm just chilling.
Yeah, you're always chilling. But you, as soon as you come back, you take the spot. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you got going on with the Blog Talk lady, man. She didn't even say that tonight, bro. You must have her hemmed up.
And then, like you said, man, life be life, bro. That's how it is sometimes.
Yeah. That's the realest right there. That is the realest, man. But I'm glad you made it back to the show, man. Everybody missed you, man. Good to hear your voice. And, you know, I hope everything is, you know, getting better for you over there.
No, it's coming around, man. It's coming around, so we'll see.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, I know you're ready to spit. I know you're ready to start the show. You're the show starter. You're the original show starter. I'm looking forward to see what you're going to do with the mic, man. You know. So, I'm going to press mute. Mic is up.
Well, all right. This is called Block Scenes. My view has been obscured by a life circumstance. My demeanor would change depending on where I stand. I miss the sunset captured in apertures. I miss my soul's rest. I'm not sure if I'm happy here. New birds, new trees, and a host of new creatures. I film what I see, but my sunscape's a feature. The longitude and latitude of life has changed. My east and western view is not the same. The night sky holds the night eyes. I've had an issue with my third eye. The flora needs time to rise from winter. The weeds seem to find a way to enter. Take my camera and return to sender. If I lose my muse, I may take a bender. This lack of a sunset is a total surrender. But I rise to blue skies and the clouds remember. There's a branch in the middle of my canvas like some happy accident from a curly throat. This new type of scenery I barely know. I can't wait for spring when the flowers show. There is more to the orbit of orbs and shadows. I'll seek moments rather than time my dreams. I'll absorb a new energy to free block scenes. It happens every year, the battle with nature. I can't keep up with the fall. The fall of leaves, the fall of my serenity, wind-blown rainstorm from trees. It's a beautiful scene with beautiful scenery. I could supply a million scrapbooks, oddly shaped leaves spiral down gently, spinning in circles like a miniature helicopter. Seeds by design fall the same. The leaves in my tines hear my whine and complaint. Complacency in statements as nature waits some. I'm a lazy raker. My efforts, I won't waste none. Waste them. Bag them and place them on the corner. I won't mourn the loss of what shall bloom again. I'm content with seeing through bare branches the moon again. I will swoon again for spring, for spring is love's rising, yet still involves leaves. A leaf, a branch, and a tree, and we'll spar again when it's dark earlier than it's been. Mechanically blown, thrown into a fire pit. I'll sit in circumference, feeling the warmth from this pyre. Inspired by leaves, inspired by thieves of nature's calling. Deprived but free of thoughts, nature ought not worry. She'll awaken by the natural change of time, and I'll be raking the leaves once again. It's my piece. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. That's how you start off the show with all that wordplay, man. Look at you. You don't miss a beat. I'm going to need you to give me back before I even, you know, go on to it, because you had a lot of lines there. I rise the blue skies and the clouds. Remember, I thought that was pretty fresh. I'm a lazy wrecker. My efforts, I won't waste none. I'm digging that. But, man, I can't keep up with the fall. The lines you hit after that, I need you to do that one more time, bro.
I can't keep up with the fall of leaves, the fall of my serenity. Wind-blown rainstorm from trees. It's a beautiful scene with beautiful scenery. Oh, okay.
You're good. I mean, I wanted you to keep going because you paused on me. But as you wrote this piece, like, there's a lot of melancholy in this piece. You know, one of the first things you talked about was, you know, your soul and not being happy here. But then you go into this piece about nature and the leaves and the trees and the moon and the sky. What pushes you to put your feelings on paper in this way?
Oh, man, because I sit on my little deck out back, man. I just look up at the sky, man. It's just right what I see, right what I'm feeling at that moment. You know, it's been a little rough ride getting here, but, you know, change of direction, change. Yeah, pretty much, man. Just, you know, kind of expressing what I feel at the moment. That's about it.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, the process of writing, how sometimes taking something really simple and expanding it into something special is a talent. And you put it on display, bro. It's right on time, brother. Really appreciate you coming back, man. Glad you made it to the show.
Oh, man, glad to be here, man. I'm looking forward to hearing everybody, man. It's been a minute, so, man, hey, you know, I'm just looking forward to everybody doing their thing, man.
Already, man. Stick around, bro.
So, yeah, so I'm going to sit amongst the leaves and burn some trees. So I'll be around.
I ain't mad at you, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, peace, man.
Peace. As Joe the Verbal coming in to do his thing. He started it off right. We're going to go to the next caller, see what you're going to do. We got 424.
in the building.
What's happening?
What's going down? Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
This is Anthony Arnold.
In the flesh. How you been, bro?
Bro, I've been in some pain, but I'm hanging.
Man, you know, life be life, right?
Glad yeah,
you know,
dude.
Through all of that that you got going on, you still found time to come kick it with the family, man. We appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't go miss this one. I got stuff to do tomorrow, but I wouldn't go miss this one.
Already, that's what's up, man. I see you still working that pen over there, man. You're still writing. You're still doing what you got to do. You even had time to write something for the veterans today, man. You know, you moving over there.
Yeah, that's a yearly habit. I'm going to write something, and it just so happens this year I wrote two. So
already.
That's the way it goes.
Already, man, I'm a salute. Salute a fellow veteran, man. Appreciate your service, man. You made it all the way to Master Sergeant. I couldn't do it. I had to go. My father was a Master Sergeant, though, but appreciate you, man, either way.
I did 23. Hadn't planned on it in the beginning, but that's the way it ended up.
Yeah, man. I thought I might do it. My father did 25, I think, 20 to 25. I did 8, and it was good for me to get 8 because, bro. I just don't like it. I don't like the authority of it. I didn't like how they didn't like my ideas. I didn't like that because I had a lower rank and my idea wasn't good enough. It was I had a lot of pushback on me. But I tell you what, like I tell everybody else, without the military, I wouldn't be where I am right now. So real talk, the business I've been doing for the past 30 years, the job I've had for about 30 years, all came from the military. So without them, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at, man. So I always salute them. At least that.
It happens.
Definitely does. All right, bro. We got that out the way, man. I know you came to spit. I know you came to do your thing.
So, I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Peace called, Am I My Brother's Keeper? Genesis 4:9. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Are you? For 400 plus years we have had to lean upon one another. Sometimes we could, sometimes we couldn't. Crab mentality has shaken us to the core. Why should it matter if one moves ahead? Should we not help if we can? Black men are murdered with extreme prejudice. Why should we not be the lookout for each other? Why shouldn't we pour out our hearts to each other? Why can't we help to overcome? Malcolm said, A man who stands for nothing will fall for anything. Martin said, Let no man pull you so low as to hate him. So the question I ask you, am I my brother's keeper? And that's that piece.
Yeah, man, you went in on this piece. There was something you said in particular about brothers coming together and trying to overcome. With all the experience you've had in this life, what do you think holds the brothers back? You know, you're talking about how not being able to talk to one another, not being able to confide and those kinds of things. What do you think stops brothers from making that particular move?
to me, it goes back basically to slavery. Remember, we had the house slaves and field slaves. House slaves were put upon a pedestal because they worked in the house with master. Field slaves were just basically the hired help. And the ones, the house slaves looked down upon those who worked in the field. And as they say, light skin and dark skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it came down to a point where some of us, because of whether it's economics or whatever it might be, look down on the others.
Hmm. So you're feeling like the same game that they played on Italians, and they played on the Scottish, and they played on, you know, any race that they didn't really see as white. You feel like they played the same game because they saw us as equals initially. We were all poor. But when they started to be told that they were white and they were above us, the ability to fight as poor people was lost because now they looked down. The same game was played between the house and the field slaves, where they looked differently at each other. And you feel like that is still what's keeping us. We have this inbred hatred, this inability to get over the differences that are perceived to come together.
And the sad thing about it is, it doesn't matter, because in their eyes, you still black. It don't matter whether you light skin, whether you dark skin, whether you brown skin. You are, in their eyes, considered black. Therefore, you are still below them.
Absolutely. And that, as you said, that is a sad thing. There's so many things that we as a people have not come to understand about one another or ourselves individually in order to make a lot of moves. There's a lot of education out there that we're just missing. We're not trying to, you know, find out. You know, I always go back to the reading of books, and many of us don't do, but there's a lot of the truth that we're not told is there. We just have to get our hands on it. If we did, maybe we would have a different understanding, but I see you. I think there's a lot of what you said still going on, and probably going to keep going on for quite a while, because it's really in the blood at this point. There's a lot that needs to be changed, but I appreciate the conversation, man. I just felt like I needed to ask that. I'm glad that you made it to the show as always, man, and hopefully you make it back next time around.
Yes, sir.
Already. Anthony Arnold coming to do his thing. We got four or five in the building.
Hey, hey, what's good, Keith?
What's going down? How you doing? Glad you made it to the show. Say your name one more time for the people in the back.
This is La Perla Negra, y'all.
Already, you got to change your voice and say it now. I see how you going to do. You go just get the little growl in it when you're okay. All right, that's how you come to the show today. All right. All right.
I'm trying to rock my grandson to sleep because he won't lay down unless he falls asleep in my arms, and that's the only way I can actually lay him down. So I'm trying to maneuver.
He needs to come back to you?
No, I'm good. I got my way of handling things, so I'm good.
All right, he's almost out.
It's good to hear you.
I'm glad you made the show. Yeah, you know, I'm in a better space. You know, I have some moving to do. You know, got into a new spot, man, and
you know, that brings new energy, you know, good vibes. We're, you know, trying to live off of that. So glad to be back under this situation. I'm glad to be back with the people, y'all showing up. So, yeah. You need to get that? You need to come back in?
Yeah, give me a few minutes because that's my grandson's father calling, my son.
All right.
And he ain't going to do nothing but keep calling back. So give me like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'll come back to you.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. All right, we're going to come back to La Pearl. So we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We got 216 in the building.
216, Mama Oladeji.
Mama, what is good? Did not expect you.
Hello, hello. Well, no need to ask. I think everybody already knows how I'm doing.
Yeah, I just thought, you know my ass anyway. You know me.
Yeah, but I'm taking it one day at a time. That's all I can do. And people are really rallying around the cause and really pitching in. So it looks like mission is not impossible.
Absolutely.
You got true friends like showed up for me. So what
That's
I want to tell everybody, thank you, darling. What I want to tell everybody is try as hard as you can to stay alive. That's our job.
Yeah.
I don't care where you go in this planet, people are killing people. People are doing things to keep you from living one more minute, no matter by accident, no matter how it happens. They are trying to get rid of people. Man, my girlfriend just told me yesterday, her friend went to the Chinese restaurant, bought some food, caught herself by some chicken, ended up going to the doggone emergency room, sick as a dog, never felt nothing like this in her whole life. Come to find out she had been eating syphilitic cat.
Oh, my gosh. Damn. Yeah, it's crazy out here. Things are not going as planned.
Them Chinese, I don't care, about what we've been through over here. One thing about it, we always had a way to make us something to eat without eating rats, cats, and cat. And then come to find out, I didn't even notice till the day when I did my research. I said, how in the heck did a cat get syphilis? And they said, well, this comes from those same people that have no regard for human life, mating with animals, having that kind of encounter with animals, and put that stuff out there in the universe. That's how it came to be for all of them. Not just that, but the one, but they're all of them. So we really got to try to stay alive. So the name of this piece that I'm going to read to you or recite for you, whatever, it's called The Power to Live.
All right.
When you're ready,
Kim, if you wouldn't mind sharing Mama's post. I don't know if you've already done it. You may have already done it. Sharing Mama's post onto the event page, please. And I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. The power to live. I want this poem to show how easy it is to die. And how hard it is for some of us to live. So since my mouth is stuck, I'm going to have to change the poem, but it's basically the same concept. Can't scroll down on there, so I've got to go to this. And this one is similar to that one. It's called Staying Alive is Not Easy. It is getting so hard to stay alive. A man visits his girlfriend. He taps on the glass. The man is shot down and he dies very fast. My own daughter goes on a fast for 40 days. I said, 40 days is far too long. She falls down, potassium lack, bumps her head, and never comes back. A person crosses the street to get something to eat. The car runs the light, victim's airborne, hits the ground, the driver has fled, and the victim is dead. With all the killing, sicknesses, and death, I must deduce the truth that staying alive on this planet called Earth is certainly hard to do. It's a difficult, mystical feat. And God speaks to man, yet man is weak. And a woman gets beat because her husband's a cheat. So many, many ways to die, and only one way to live. Billionaires are the funeral guys. They get paid for shootings every night. Famine, droughts, and war. It's so hard to live. It's so easy to die. Back in the day, you stole my girl, it would have been a reason to fight. But nowadays, you'll die or get killed over a woman if she's not even your wife. Man sticks you up, demands your money or your life. You surrender your cash, but he still takes your life. Stressed out from chaos and dealing with hate, human beings overwhelmed with too much on their plate. So hard to live and so easy to die. I could go on and on, but you get my drift? Breathing every day is part of God's gift. So when we take our last breath, life is gone. When you can no longer breathe, that last breath is a relief, like a big, peaceful sigh. You can die in agony or die in peace, but you still die. Now from this world you have been released. Death is inevitable. We all have to die. But while living, we must stay close to the Creator and try to live in his will. We thank God for allowing us to live in his grace for a while, for as long as we remain with hearts pure as a child. Staying alive is not easy. It's a task and a feat. Still, as the obedient prophets were blessed, they said even Jesus Christ did weep. This life is not easy. And some never realize that there's a reason that you are alive. News flash flashing, and the deaths and the killings occur. Dead men are walking, I shall concur. Alive today in 1 second, gone in the next. God is good, and he may show you his favor because you are kind and loving, free-hearted to your neighbor. No man knows the minute nor the hour. You could die in a plane or slip in the shower. The point of this is make the most of your time. Make life the most. Assure yourself a place with our heavenly host. Just now on the news, men in road rage, wild, wild west in Houston, Texan shot a man in a car. His infant baby was not very far. They both lived, though the child was only grazed. So close they both were to an early grave. It doesn't pay to argue with folks on the road. Hard living in Texas, and so I've been told. But this loved one has been added. My granddaughter, Sarah Kai, Yannique Iona Marie Wingo Chung, she was 23. In 2023, and mysteriously expired. Sarah was young, and she was feeling so free in Guatemala. So hard to live. So hard to live. And so easy to die. So we cry, and we sigh, and we ask God why. The ancestors were plenty. Sarah, you were sleeping. Were you sleeping when the ancestors came? Were the ancestors listening? Did they hear your silence as you closed your eyes and asked to be forgiven? Who sent for you? Was it her mother, Kai? Was it a sister or a brother from another mother? ancestors. You were watching as she dived into the ocean to feel the thrill of free falling for freedom. Did she weep silently or smile as she slipped away? Ancestors, I beseech you, embrace her and love her as I and we here on earth have loved and embraced her. May she be kissed by the blissful lips of the eternal joy. May all the angels and ancestors receive her well, and may she dwell in the company of the righteous. I say.
Once again, I give my condolences. I have to shout out your ability to come through and do poetry under circumstances like this. It is amazing to me how you can find the passion and the ability to spread your word and give to others, give that good energy, the good vibe, the love to others while you're moving through a world of pain. It's just amazing to me, and there's another reason to admire you. And this particular piece goes to every bit of that. You spoke on all the needs and the understandings of where we are in this life and how we need to see it for what it is. We never know the day. And a lot of us waste those moments thinking we got time. And the reality is we unfortunately don't realize how much time we have until it's gone.
Thank you so much. I need to say thank you for that because my mouth is closest to my ears, and I have to remind myself of that as well. So I want to thank you for that. Hi, Kimbrella, my baby.
Hey, Mama. Hey, Mama. I love you, too. I just want to let you know, we've talked, but, I got to let you know that, you know, our arms are wrapped around you. I hope you can lean on it right now. My condolences and prayers to you and your family. And your strength is, you know, like Beef said, it's something I remember myself when I'm going through things. And, you know, this gift of poetry that we have, I don't think we realize, you know, how deep it is, even until moments like this. It's the one thing that we can, you know, refer back to mm-hmm. keep us grounded through this time. So mm-hmm. I just love you. Thank you. And we're going to keep you lifted up in prayer, of course.
Ashe, God bless. Amen. Thank you. Your prayers are so powerful. Yeah. You're such an anointed daughter. And anything you say, you can feel the power in it because it comes from the heart. And I sure appreciate you. One love. I'll be listening.
One love, rest. Mama.
Indeed. That is the one and only Mama O coming through and spreading love in her tough time. But, oh, my gosh, the ability. The first time I heard Mama do this was on Plus Effect. I'll never forget. And it just changed my perspective on poetry. She really had an impact on me. And here she is once again doing the same. And definitely sending condolences and prayers and love and light. We want to lift Mama O up and her family for what they're going through. Such a devastating blow. That being said, we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. Here we got La Pearl of Negra. Is you ready? Is you ain't?
I'm ready. I just laid him down. Just laid him down. So, yeah.
I am ready. That's what's up. All right, so, you know, we already did the introduction and everything. Before you get into your piece, though, let me let everybody know what you got going on at Epiphany Radio and, you know, what we might be missing if we're not tuning in.
Okay, you can catch me Monday nights in King and Queen's Quarters. I'll be co-hosting with King Atterbury. And we usually do an open mic, but I have to see what he's coming up with. And every Wednesday night, you can catch me co-hosting with my diva, who is back, Mrs. VIP. She's been in a healing stage for the past few months, and she's back now in Diva's Talk. And the topic of discussion for next week is, how do you address deflection, and how do you contend with it? And that's it. I'm back. Oh, wait a minute now. Tomorrow night I am I'm going to be a guest host tomorrow night in Romantic Sensual Saturday. I'll be filling in for Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And y'all just bring what you got. Bring something romantic for me, and we can get it in from there. All right, back to you, Keith.
Already, look at you. Just doing the most. You hosting and co-hosting and taking care of everybody's show. Look at you. I'm glad that your co-host is back. I'm glad that she's feeling better. Definitely look forward to hearing her voice back on the mic. And, yeah, definitely if you got a flyer or anything like that, definitely put it on the event page. Let everybody see what you got going on.
Absolutely. Hey, Kimbrella, I forgot to speak to you last time. Not this time. All right.
So I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to go ahead and press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. All right. This is called Untouchable Luggage. You know, I'm not a virgin to the mic, but I get nervous every time I step up to it. But if you allow me some space, some patience within your space, you can get this poetry. I can't unpack this luggage anymore. Just too much that you've left behind this time. Because once again, you waited until I fell in love with us, and you walked away. I'm not going to touch this bag ever again, so I'll just leave it right here at the baggage claim for someone else to take. Because it's always you recognize your power, then somehow my feelings become irrelevant. So here's where my relevancy begins, and it's valid. I keep my head to the sky now, and it is breathtaking. Because I trust myself and all the signals of my body, which leads me to an opening of a deepening type of love. That's somewhere you'll probably never visit. Place your problem in another field. Because it's past pain, past anxiety, past anger, past fear. See, what I felt each time you left wasn't hurt or anxiety, heartbreak or anger or fear. It was a little bit more peace of mind. What I learned every time you left was in order to make peace, make space to have room for something new, you must let go of some things. Just unload. And some of those things may be what you're used to, all that you've ever known. Well, I've unloaded. And this caged angel's wings have stretched wide and free. So I'm going to leave that luggage and go find a new me, a new way. Because ain't no fun in crying tears that can't come from joy in the morning. That lasts all throughout the day. And that's it.
Somebody been writing. Somebody been writing. Leaving the baggage at the baggage claim, past the pain, past anxiety, past the fear. But I really like what you said here. You're letting go. Mm-hmm. And some of those things may be all you're used to, all you ever know. Ooh. Mm.
Yeah.
You better touch on it. Man, you wrote that piece.
Thank you.
Indeed. Yeah, I'm still like, it's the beautiful thing about having a show like this or having it for as long as I've had, as I've never had a show this long. But to hear and be able to witness the growth of people's pen.
Mm-hmm.
And man, the way that you began writing and then gradually you just started to expand yourself and how you wanted to express. And to the point, it's like you're comfortable. It's effortless now. You just say what you got to say. You just put it out there and it hits. It's the cadence and the ability to get your point across or paint the pictures. It's definitely changed. You added more colors to your palette. It's just dope. Good to see.
Thank you. I learned from all of y'all. I remain a student of everything and everybody. So, you know, I pay attention and I absorb and I try to apply it wherever I can. You know, I'm mutable.
Absolutely. As an artist, you know, that's a beautiful trait to have. You know, sometimes we get stuck in our ways, but be able to learn and modify and grow, and you may find yourself in a different space that's even more beautiful to yourself than you ever thought you would be in. So it's dope. It's good to see you. You know, hopefully you make it back to the next show. You know, I hope to catch your next show if I get an opportunity, and definitely put the stuff on the event page again if you get a chance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
Already. You're probably maybe doing the thing. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. My bad. This delay. This delay on Blog Talk is so crazy. I really thought she was done talking. Of course, here she comes. My bad. My bad. We got about a few minutes before we go to overtime. Not overtime, but to the break. So we got time for another caller. We'll bring in 506 before we get to the break. After that, when we come back from the break, we're going to have 501-213-707-240-713-937-615. That's the order. I'm going to stay in when we come back from the break, but we're going to get 506 in here right now in the building. 506, what's happening?
Hello, it's Lady A.
Good to have you. Good to have you. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you? Well, I'm lying.
I cannot complain.
We always say we're pretty good when we're lying, you know?
Well, that you know what? We got to stop doing that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a lot on my mind tonight about the poetry and things that I want to say. And I was interested in what Anthony Arnold had to say in his piece and the conversation that followed. Maybe another time for that, but the goings-on in the world are heavy on my heart, and I came with one poem. I'm going to follow through with it, but I have a lot of other things on my mind that I'd like to say with regard to the Middle East and what's happening over there. It's just weighing heavy on me. But so I wrote a poem instead about gorillas instead, because they're my favorite animal.
Okay. Well, you know, and that's what you're bringing tonight. That's what you're bringing. We're going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. I wrote this piece, and it was from a picture prompt that I was given. So I called it Mystic Mountain Mist. And it goes like this. African mountains surrounded by ghostly mist, nature and gorillas coexist. High altitude in bamboo forests surrounded by human interference. Poachers kill the beasts to mutilate leathery hands. A trophy thought so grand. Orphans, sucklings, snatched, stolen, sold, and markets covet this black gold. Silverbacks growl and beat their chests, roaring to warn the rest. They hear guns and lead his troops higher. They heed his comments and run. Night falls. The families sleep in nests built on ground or in the trees, together all through the night until morning brings new light. Imagine the confusion when bulldozers fell the trees. They cry, gorilla, please. Farms replaced the forest and wood burned on settlers' land. The great apes forage farmers' fields for corn and bananas and all the land yields. No balance between man and beast, no win situation, a crisis is released. Mist engulfs the mountains, the forest, trees, and land. Mother Earth grows smaller and creatures lose their homes. Protect and nurture natural domains, the environment will give thanks. Her sustenance will be enough for the gorillas in the mist. And peace.
So I have to ask, with respect to how you started with speaking of what Anthony Arnold was talking about, is the gorilla like your animal when you feel a certain kind of way, like it's a safe space or an escape? Is that what that's like for you?
No, I had chosen this poem before he spoke. So to me, the gorillas, the great apes are fascinating because they're so human-like. And, you know, they're endangered species. And I'm not a big promoter of getting on a soapbox about saving the animals, but I do believe that we should be saving them. And no, I just have a big heart for the great apes. I don't know why it's been like that my whole life. I've always been, I don't know if it's because I'm fascinated with them because they're human-like and more sensitive than we understand. And that's pretty much it. But when I heard Anthony, my thoughts changed entirely, and I started to write another piece, but I wouldn't have been able to finish it in time.
I see. So the energy changed. Like, that was the poem that you had that you wanted to spit about the plight of the great ape, and then the energy changed. It was another poem you wanted to spit because it was no longer your best hit, basically. I see.
Well, yeah, because I don't know. Like, I just felt compelled. Like, I don't know. It's a big, long, interesting topic, I guess. And when I look back, I'm like, my background is Irish. I on both sides of my family are from Ireland. And, I brought forward an article that I was reading and when I listened to Anthony. And at a time when they were immigrants coming to this country, they were virtually considered non-white people, the Irish people,
right?
And really mistreated as well, and no hiring of Irish people, et cetera, et cetera. But in time, they assimilated into society, and they began to treat black people the same as the so-called, and I quote, white people did at that time. And so it reminded me again, it just sort of spun off into what's happening over in Palestine and how that the Jewish nation, the Holocaust and what happened to them and the pogroms before that and how they were persecuted and all manner of atrocities perpetrated on them. And then now they're doing the same thing to innocent people in Palestine. I just hate it. I just really don't understand why people who have been persecuted turn around and do exactly the same thing on others. I don't understand that mentality at
all. That is a weird dynamic. It kind of really takes the ability of a Jewish person to speak on the Holocaust and then not speak on what's happening in return over there. It is really a repeat.
Yeah.
And so you can't speak out on the heinous acts that happened during the Holocaust and then ignore, like they've ignored slavery. Don't forget they've done that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only one to remember. We can only remember what happened, during the Holocaust, but everybody needs to forget what happened. Matter of fact, let's change the textbooks and say that the people came over as indentured servants. But anyway.
Yeah.
It
but
is
you know
difficult
something?
To reconcile.
What we have to do as people, sorry, I don't mean to keep you on. I know you're going to have other people, but what we need to do as people is to look at what Hamas, who do are terrorists. But we need to look at the government of Israel as the same way, because what they're doing is no different. But it's the people. It's the innocent people.
It's definitely the people. Hamas is only a small area. It's not everybody.
Yep.
It's not everybody. So everybody doesn't get deserved to be treated that way. But, yes, I understand your point. And this definitely could go on and on, but we are at the break. So
sorry.
We'll go ahead and reset the show with the break. I appreciate you coming through. And hopefully you can stick around. And once we come back from the break and we do our thing, we're coming back with 501 and 213, as I laid it before. But, again, everybody's listening. This is Epiphany Radio. I'm your host, Renaissance Poet, and we will be right back.
Girl, you are picture perfect, perfect picture in my eyes. Girl, you are picture perfect, perfect picture. Yes, you are. I couldn't draw you better, baby. You were so divine. Your design, I couldn't draw you better, baby. Words you can't describe how you look under these stars tonight, flash into my eyes. Girl, you are picture perfect, perfect vision in my eyes. Girl, you are picture perfect, perfect vision. You are, yeah. I couldn't draw you better, baby. Just holding your hand gives me satisfaction similar to when two lovers dance. Couldn't draw you better, baby. Neck was made for me to kiss on. All my songs they seem to run on if I write about you.
Girl, you are picture perfect. Perfect vision, yes you are. Girl, you are picture perfect. Perfect vision, yes you are.
I couldn't draw you better, baby. Look into your eyes, I see beauty is not only skin deep. I'm in love with your mind. Couldn't draw you better, baby.
Body is a canvas and I'm a hitter with long brush strokes, gotta call him a name. I ain't formally trained, I'm just drawing from experience. Worth more than millions, holler if you're feeling it. Real love that takes care of all of your needs. So beautiful you fall to your knees in an instant like it was a Rembrandt or a Matisse. Cause there's nothing like the new freedom of two beings being in love. You see them holding hands broad daylight, 2 p.m. A perfect portrait that's worthy of a museum. I can't call it conclusion, I can't draw it. Can't understand why so many still heartless, trying to find imperfections in the Mona Lisa. Even if you find one, baby, it's still flawless. Check me out.
Couldn't draw you better, baby. I couldn't draw you better, baby. I couldn't draw you better, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Marshall Floetry in the house. Welcome to the Blue Room, y'all.
Tonight I got the time. Come fuck with me. Time for wet tongue flicks. And even though you sexy and red, I don't have to spit, start, shit. I'm trying to bring that wetness. Make you understand my Sahara used to be an ocean and it's been too long since a goddess rain blessed it. You might think I'm speaking blasphemy about how my tongue can part the sea, bring healing, for I was blind, now I can see. Just what am I offering? My mouth is a plate passed, and you got to pay these tithes. I know you want to touch the hem, like how I pulled your dress over your head by the hem. Like I said, I got time. Come fuck with me. Time to hold your legs so you can't get away. I know you want to. And at the same time, I know you don't want to because you know you're going to come harder than you're supposed to. See, you've been holding that nut for Mr. Right. But right now, that cum is mine, and I don't plan to stop.
even if your soulmate finds a way to travel back in time and ask me for your soul back. He doesn't even know who to blame, because when you kiss him, your lips still complain my name. Both of them. Ain't that a bitch? How in this moment, I really don't give a shit about anything other than the best way to devour your clit, sing hymns to it, talk to it, raise it from the dead on the third day like I rolled an old stone away. I'm preaching, you know, speaking in tongues. You can call it TLC, but that doesn't stand for T-Boz Left Eye or Chili, especially when the result is orgasmic waterfall so intense you actually get mad and say, shit, Keith, don't you think you got it all? Legs, knees forming gang signs like a Crip C. My tongue is Crip walking. My fingers do the walking on your G-spot. Wet spots are lost in the ocean you spill. I don't even consider it an accomplishment unless the whole bed is wet. So when I start stroking, I want to be able to swim in it. Backstroke till you have a stroke. I'm trying to plug in this dick fibrillator. Am I coming through clear? I'm giving you these words in the proper diction. I mean, this ain't like the poem Similac, but I'll have your clit singing sensitivity, but I ain't Ralph Transvet. I can stand the rain because storms will come. This we know for sure. I mean, I live for these conditions. Adding more water to the wet spot, don't even worry about it. Just consider it a new addition. I'll even give you another admission that in you I want to create an addiction. In addition, this particular ambition, I want to make you come so hard you hate of me. So hard hearing my name ruins everything, like brand new underwear at your desk while you think of me. Listen, Linda, I'm not just talking shit. Come on. Come fuck with me. Tonight, I got the time to prove it. Renaissance. And we back. That's the reset. You know how we like to do, we like to get it in with some music, and we come right back with the poetry. I'm going to bring in my sister, the K.I.M., Kimbrella the Hurricane. What's happening?
What's happening is, sir, you know what? I tell you, boy, it ain't too many times people can get me speechless up in here, but... This piece, you got a few lines that had a sister like, wait a minute, hold up, what? When you gonna come out and say to the people, when you kiss him, your lips will complain my name, both of them, ain't that a big, and then you gonna add that chuckle, you know what I'm saying, you gonna add that cocky ass chuckle like, I need you to hit him with the hymn, to pay these tithes, and then the hymn and the hymn. Can you please just reverse that? Just bring that back for the people.
All right, let me see. All right, for I was blind, now I can see. What am I offering? My mouth is the plate passed, and you got to pay these tithes. I know you want to touch the hem, like how I pulled your dress over your head by the hem. Like I said, I got time. Don't fuck with me.
I'm about to throw something at you. Did y'all see what he did there? The ties, the hem. You know when the sister that had the disease of the blood touched the hem and she was healed, and the hem of the dress, you pull it up and. then you're going to get clever on us. Talking about some shit, Keith. Don't you think you got it all? And then hit us with the new edition references toward the end when you said, I can stand the rain because storms will come. This we know for sure. This is why I love my brother's pieces, because he's so, he be talking slick as shit, but then he always has these references that are so clever and witty, and the timing is so perfect. Can you go into that new edition run? You had a couple lines in there that kind of pulled that all in together. Can you go into that where you started saying, I can stand the rain because storms will come, that whole...
Oh, okay, let me see. I'm giving you these words in the proper diction. I mean, this ain't the poem Similac. Have your clit singing sensitivity, but I ain't Ralph Tresvant. I can stay in the rain because storms will come. This we know for sure. I mean, I live for these conditions. Adding more water to the wet spot, don't even worry about it. Just consider that a new addition.
See what I'm talking about? Do y'all see what I'm talking about? And it's the matter-of-fact way, the matter-of-fact cadence. That's where it gets me. And the cockiness, it's like, yo, he really is in here talking shit. This is one of my faves. Like, this is one of my faves, from the cadence to the lines, the wittiness, the references. But that cockiness is so, like, that's another side of you, Keith, that you don't give us often in your pieces. Like, you always give us that Mr. Nasty time, but that cocky flow behind it is something I really appreciate, that just gives this piece a whole nother spin. This is one of my faves of yours.
Well, I appreciate it. I can have fun with this piece. You know, when I first wrote it, you know, I've revamped it since then. You know, I've changed some things here and there. But, you know, this piece has always been one that I had fun with. It's a smile on my face whenever I do it. It is talking shit, but it's funny to me. I always find the lines funny that I'm spitting. I know everybody don't find what I'm saying to be funny. I get it. But to me, the cleverness is funny. So I'm spitting the piece, and I'm having a good time, and my energy that's coming with it is just really fun. And I that's where I was tonight. I've done this piece before, obviously, but I was in a space where I knew I could spit this piece with that energy. It was fun. Plus, I changed it up a little bit again. So it was fun to play with.
Yes, you did.
And come back through. So, yeah, it was a good time. I always enjoy doing this piece. It always, you know, makes me feel good. But I tell you, that break and the music that came with it set me up to come through and spit this piece. It really just fit.
Yeah, man. I love it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed, you know, how you renovated the piece. That's the beauty of it. Like, we have some of our signature pieces, and then as we grow, we can always come back and, you know, just kind of go through the lines and, you know, make them flow more, do whatever we want to do with it. That's the beauty of being able to write from the place that we write. So I love it, because we can always make it feel new, make it feel new and fresh. And you know, and it did. This piece felt new and fresh to me, but it's enjoyable. Like you said, you can tell that you're having fun with it, and I like that.
Yeah, it was definitely dope. To come and make the changes and be able to spit it without losing the cadence or the rhythm. It just kind of made the piece flow better, and that's what I wanted to see. So I'll be working with this piece and memorizing it. It's definitely one I want to be able to have more fun with, because once the piece is memorized, you know, you can just set a bar with it. Definitely looking forward to doing that. But with that said, everybody who know what happens after I spit, y'all forget it. You know why y'all forget it? Because the hurricane comes through and just blow everything out like it's done. Stuff we just said, y'all finna forget. Y'all finna forget all of this, because it's time to batten down the hatches It's time to sand bags because Kim is getting ready.
Boy,
the hurricane is getting ready to come through. So I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to press mute because I got to get out the way. I got to prepare for the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to press mute.
Right.
It's yours.
Oh, my brother always throws me under the bus. All right, people, here we go. I want to feel like the ease of a morning breeze gliding through an open window with a hint of lavender, traveling through electric vibrations and good morning, King, salutations. I want to feel like the most beautiful sketching with exclusive ownerships of the blueprint that leaves his lips when he says, Queen, I love you. I want to know it. Exclusive, unhidden, professed from the depths of his chest and displayed through his actions. Forget matching clothes. I want to match his drive, his spirit, and his heart. For that is a bankroll of art deposited into multiple streamlines, a fluent currency that will never decline. I want to inspire his mind, his time, his laughter, his intelligence, his vision, and God-given ambition. I want to help him make wine from his grapes and labor his fruit into fruition. I want to freestyle to his heartbeat, then deliver messages from the Most High to his third eye, then bless him with something sweet between our sheets. Cotton, vellum, and cerebellum. I want to be that succulent soft that keeps him hard. I want to be his spiritual guard. I want to play the strings to his acoustic guitar while growing his single into this natural bond. See, I want to glow him to the point where everyone that knows him will see a reflection of me in that bright light that he exudes, along with all that we're building without ceilings, while his smile helps them understand that, see, it's far too expensive to trespass within the jeweled fences of this man and get tangled up in my wrath. I want to draw his bath and hand him a cigar, then cleanse and massage him thoroughly like his personal spa bar. I want to be his help meet, his fresh fragrance through life's cadence. I want to be his waitress of domestic, majestic, and edible naked. I want to be his wife, but not in just the European thing, but in those vulnerable places that are sacred and unseen. Yeah, I want to do all these things, be all these things to he that is deserving, and I hope he's listening. But of all those things I've mentioned, that for he I want to be, I must never forget that the first person I have to be all of that and more for is me. In peace.
See what I'm talking about? See what I am talking about. You have too much going on in the piece. I need the line again where you were talking about, I need to be his wife. I want the whole stanza part because you broke it down, but then you ended it and said something different. But I need you to go and get that one more again.
All right. I said, I want to draw his bath and hand him a cigar, then cleanse and massage him thoroughly like his personal spa bar. I want to be his helpmeet, his fresh fragrance through life's cadence. I want to be his waitress of domestic, majestic, and edible naked. I want to be his wife, but not in just the European thing, but in those vulnerable places that are sacred and unseen. I want to do all these things, be all these things to he that is deserving, and I hope he's listening.
Now, see, the way that you spit that, the cadence, the wordplay, like, it is so dope. And the picture that's painted, it says a whole thing. But then your ending stanza, give us that one more time. So I need people to understand. Give us your stanza
at the end one more time.
Okay, I said I want to do all these things, be all these things to he that is deserving, and I hope he's listening. But of all those things I mentioned that for he I want to be, I must never forget that the first person I have to be all that and more for is me.
Now, see, you write this poem and you put all this out there, but you have a way of bringing everybody back to understanding how important it is for self-love, too. You want to be all of these things for somebody else, but are you going to be that for yourself, too? Are you going to give yourself that same love you're willing to give somebody mm-hmm. else? You want to give everything of yourself to another person, but are you going to give everything to yourself to yourself? Like, how deep is that? See what I'm talking about? Fuck what I said. Fuck my poems. You know what I'm talking about? He ain't going to give you all of that shit, all of that wordplay, all of that, and then tell you, love yourself first, people. Message. Ding, pick it up.
If you want to listen, if you want to manifest these things, you have to be these things. You got to put that energy out there, you know. And I know, you know, just from personal experience, you know, I always put out there what I wanted to be. I always was so gung-ho on being this and being that. But you require those things for yourself. And in order to show somebody that you require those things for yourself, you have to be those things. So that's something that, you know, I had to learn the hard way. So I had to, like, you know, wrap that poem up with that because that's great to give. But, you know, after you finish giving, you know, you got to make sure you pour into you. So, yeah, I had to end it like that. But this is why I love our platform, because there's so many different angles that we're able to come from. We can, you know, the great thing about art is that we can take life, the harsh realities of it, and really be our own healing, our own therapy, and then collectively come together to add on to each other. And at the end of the show, feel like even through life's chaos and trouble, we add beauty to each other. We add something new. We add different gems, you know, like we really level each other up. So this is why I love this platform and how everybody consistently brings what they bring to the table. So much love, y'all.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a beautiful thing. And if y'all hear us, you hear how we get down, you understand that this energy that we get, this the ability to want to come through and do what we do, is because of you guys. You guys come to this show, you guys give us this energy, and we want to give it back to you. This is our way of giving it back. We do host spit to kind of send it right back to you, and then we come back, and you guys can reciprocate. That's the beautiful thing of the show. We guys continue. We continue to give this good, positive love and energy to one another. It's a beautiful thing.
Much love.
That being said, I appreciate you coming through, Kim, and hopping on the host spit with me. It's been a beautiful journey of host spit, you know, from me starting by myself to where it is now. And I'm just so happy that you have been a part of this all this time, and you've been taking care of the event page. I always want to shout you out for that. The way that you promote the show and put it out there for everybody to see, I always shout you out for that. Definitely appreciate you.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you as well. But, yeah, that hemline, though, yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm still that hemline. Yeah.
I forgot about it. I forgot about that line already.
I ain't forget. But I'm going to go on back to this event page and do what I do. Much love, y'all.
Already. As Kim, she thinks she's slick. She's going to try to bring some of my poem back because everybody forgot about mine after she did her. She ain't slick. So we're going to go ahead and do what we was going to do. We're coming back to 501 in the building. What's happening?
Man, y'all gave me a hard way to go, man. This is just Jay, man.
What's happening, bro? Hey, you know, man, we just trying to have a good time, man.
Host before, bro.
Oh, but you a host yourself. What you talking about? You come by
all the host
all
here. Another host here. You guys are killing it, man. Hey, she went ahead and gave the whole thing about just real love, the type of love that people would be like, you know, I just wish I had love like this right here. So I'm like,
talk.
Oh, man. And then you just came in, man. You was wild with it. The ruining rhyme scheme that you was using, oh, that was killing. It set a scene. I actually seen her at her desk with the black panties on.
The ruined panties line, huh? Yeah, man. The thing that I also enjoy about, you know, the way that I write, you know, where I find fun in it, is the painting of the picture. But everybody's going to see something different. So, you know, for you to see what you see, I don't know. When I wrote the line, there was no color for the panties for me. They were just ruined.
Oh, right.
So for you to see the color, that's the painted picture that you got. And I'm just saying, like, for everybody who hears poetry and they see what they see, it's always dope, man, because, you know, you just want to reach somebody. You just want your poetry to reach. You want it to click in the mind of the listener. And so for your poetry to hit, you know, it's dope, man. So I appreciate that.
Man, I was getting all type of images, man. Both of y'all were going nuts, man. I was actually, you know, re-falling in love with my wife listening to the piece that Kimbrella just did. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, man, you know, this is a good woman right here.
See, hey, got you together over there. Kim, got you together. See what I'm talking about? Poetry do that, too.
Yeah, I'm taking a little road today, though.
Hey. If that's what the energy is, that's what you bring to the show, man. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do, brother. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right, bro. Appreciate you. Much love to you too, Kimbrella. The balancer out here killing it. Diary. Entry 69. Star date, one destined day. She finally said yes, and I froze. But my maiden is really cool, and she took me by the hand and greedily and sloppily started sucking my fingers, glazing them, and told me to hold my hand like this, and told me to move it in and out like that, and encouraged me by saying, "You're doing fine," till her voice started to tremble from the tremors. I was honored and taken back by her gentleness, her patience. Her joy was infectious. And then suddenly, she stopped breathing, stammering the words, "Not yet." As she slowly pulled herself back from the precipice, I cried inside because I thought this time I might lose her prematurely. With her voice in the throes of death, she says, "Put the head in." Can I do this? Were my hormones blazing? With my batch energy visibly pulsating? Did my ears deceive me? Why can't I stop ruminating? And then once again, please, can I just have the head? Her plea poured cement into my stalk, and with softness in my voice, I agreed sheepishly, and I brought my sizable member to bear in all of his glory, throbbing and slobbing at the mouth. But you see, my maiden, she sees the problem before it can even bloom, and she quenches the young fire by quickly giving it a skillful pop into her mouth, and with one hard slurp, my rod awaited her orders in defiant submission. As my member jeered, kicked, and spat spittle because of her whims, coating her clit in liquid, making her moan as she dipped the tip of my totem into her opening. As her opening began to start sucking and nibbling and covering my helmet with spastic kegeling kisses, and our mouths also found joy in each other's intimate taste, stimulating my pre-dribbles drools, spew, forming a vaginal and pre-cum pool. I laugh when only fools say, only fools fall in love with natural lube. But like glass, we are nothing if we are not smooth. Because to glide and slide naturally, one must have to be fully. Two must be in harmony in mind and body, so we start to grind. As I ask her to rock and sway with me,
Now we beam front to back, starting to move like two waves together, like two waves across an ocean looking for a shore to crash. Then I ask her, now slowly, baby, roll with me. And trust that this is no trickery. Your line I will respect. The head is the boundary, but I am still pumping like a piston in a foundry, causing her canal to ache for the shaft of me. As I feel you start to cheat down the neck of my meat and a slow whine to pop a cork, you grind that ass finer than confession of sugar. Baby, are you ready to climb and lose your mind as I bury this truncheon balls deep from behind? And just like a thief, you roll your hips deep into me, the entire length of my pole vault pole, and instantly it takes your breath away. Talking gets replaced by shrills, shrieks, and primal admissions, and then you go all silent as you hear the ticking of a giant clock inside of you, as you hear the picking of a lock deep inside of you, as you hear a treasure chest squeaky hinges opening inside of you, while you silently leap from peak to peak, because in the valleys there are no more petites. So you must glide, stretch, and strive over the mountaintops with all you have so that you can die just a little. When the crest of the waves moves closer together till we gain synchronicity and you explode and reality splits into a kaleidoscope of colors, and that's when I start to buck. Long, deep, and slow, like playing in the oboe, I'm coming to join you. As your nervous system fries and overload, knocking your language offline, meanwhile my pressure is at critical. My reckoning is plowing from supreme angle, and your erratic kegel drives my meat deeper into your body, till my balls are slapping off your engaged labias and clit, as your glove twist and tug is giving me spastic grips and releases. Then I spray and gush my seed, flooding your passages with me. And I stay with the package, leaving my willow inside of your basket, till I simply fall limp and slide out of you. Damn near at death, us like dogs panting, ears tingling, dots dancing, as we lay kissing and laughing, as my cum weeps from out of your pussy. Poem.
Yeah, I'm not grown enough for this. I will say this. The petite mort, the mort petite line, I dig it. Anybody who's unfamiliar with what it means, the sensation of post-orgasm is likened to death. That's what petite mort means, mort petite. I think that's dope that you added that. Everything else? Yeah, I'm not old enough. I'm gonna bring in my elder because
thank you, bro.
That's too old for me right there, brother. I need my elder's help.
Listen. Let me tell you something. I knew we were in trouble when the brother said entry 69, I knew we was in for a ride, okay?
He said star date. You understand?
Entry 69. But wait a minute. Then he hit us with the illest visual, greedily and sloppily started sucking my fingers. Brother?
It was ill. It was.
Brother.
It was definitely
okay.
Ill.
vaginal and pre-cum pool as you hear the pussy from a lock deep inside you? What?
You
the...
making me blush.
Hold on. No.
We talking about making you
but
blush.
Just
look, the,
no. Just
the whole
no.
The whole page is red with blush. You just blushed the shit out the page. How you gonna blush the shit? The page
is
blush.
I mean,
the shit you have to say tonight.
I need these lines back. You went into this.
No, oh, no.
No. These are safe. They can't be safe. The ocean lines. The ocean lines. When you went into the rhythm, like you went into like this stanza about the like the ocean in the comparison with. Yes. Can you go into that stanza again for me, please?
All right. All right. Oh, damn. I thought that was red. Hold on one second.
Was it pretty high at the top, or was it in the middle?
No, you said something about her hips rolling in the ocean. And.
Yeah, all right. I got it here.
Mm-hmm.
Because to slide naturally, to slide fully, two must be in harmony in mind and body. So we start to grind. I ask her to rock and sway with me. Now we are front and back, starting to move like two waves together, like two waves covering the ocean looking for a shore to crash.
Come on, Matt. See, that right there, you know, I love poetry. I'm all for erotic poetry, but I love erotic poetry that allows you to do what you want to do with the lines. Like, you gave it to us without giving it to us, and it allowed your mind. Like, if you can picture that, that is a sexy and erotic-ass scene that you just painted out right there. Dope.
Thanks.
Listen, I love your storytelling element too. You have a way of, you know, your cadence, the way you bring the listeners in, and you are very great at, you know, being a storyteller, which is very necessary when you're doing pieces like this.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
All right.
Love you coming through.
We definitely appreciate you coming through. Cam, you're saying that he gave it to us. He couldn't give it to us because he gave it to somebody before he spit the piece. That's why he was able to spit the piece. That's the whole point.
He met it.
He gave us a fair warning. He said entry 69, so, I mean, you know, we should have
prepared. When my man said that he was going to take it down, I didn't know he was talking about that. You understand? I thought he was about to, you know. I was about to say he was about to get in somebody's ass, but I guess he probably did, so I'm just going to leave that alone. I'm just going to let you go ahead and exit the show, brother. I'm going to let you exit the show, brother, because ain't nothing I can say is safe. Ain't nothing I can say is safe, man. I'm just going to let you go ahead of your business, man. I appreciate you coming through.
Hey, let me tell y'all like this, though. This poem was originally written to be a taboo poem, and after I had did it, I seen it was like it was an erotic poem. So instead of me saying that the cum was leaking from her pussy, originally it was from her asshole, and that's what made it taboo.
Oh, my. Well.
Well, thanks for clearing that up. We did the clarification, brother.
Well, now y'all know the history on the whole piece.
Yeah.
You know, that was some history that apparently Kim needed, and I appreciate you. No, all the clubs ate. All the clubs ate.
TMI.
All the clubs ate up. We.
All right.
Yeah.
I got to start saying that before I say this stuff. It's TMI.
This brother.
Much love.
It's your fault, Kim. It's your fault. That's all I will say.
Oh,
so I'm going to let you.
You ain't going to put this on me. This is
your fault. But, yeah. All right, brother.
Whatever.
We appreciate you coming through. We got some extra squeezies left over after Kim did her thing, so we probably got to. You know, clean up on aisle 69 right quick. Kim, I'm going
to
let you get the squeegee on that one. I'm going to let you go ahead.
Whatever, Mr.
Yeah.
Lifting up the dress of the hem and all of that. Come on now.
Hey, look, the hem The hymn ain't got nothing to do on aisle 69. That's a whole different thing.
All over her G spot, her clit spot. Yeah, that ain't nobody got time for you.
I don't even remember that. I don't even remember that. I remember none of that.
I bet you don't.
Yeah, brother, I appreciate you coming through and causing all of this shit.
All right. Oh, one last thing. Next Saturday, me and Gina are going to be doing our thing. Gina Storm and Jess Day are going to be over there doing our thing at Epiphany. Here at Epiphany, we're going to have I'm thinking we're going to have a person in there. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about we're going to do. Y'all stay tuned for details.
A person
all right now.
In there. See, nothing's safe. Nothing is safe. So, brother, I appreciate you coming through. And hopefully, you know, if you got anything you want to put on the event page, go ahead and do that. And how about you next time?
Y'all be easy. I appreciate y'all. Much love.
Much love.
Already.
Put me back on the event page, man. You play too much.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We got 213 in the building. Dad, 213, if you either spit on mute or don't want to spit.
I'm here. Hello. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Can you hear me?
Everybody know who we have on the mic. Yes, indeed.
Candy baby.
Yes,
hello.
Indeed. How are you doing tonight?
I am trying to get out of this damn car. Okay, let me park. Give me one second. I am always in the car.
Yeah, last time you spit in the car, didn't you?
I sure did, and I was at a red light, but I am going to park this time. I am parked, and I am ready. How you doing this evening?
I am great. I'm having a good time. This show is acting the fool. We're having a good time. I brought Kim in. I figured she wanted to holler at you.
Hey, Kim, how you doing?
What's up, my sister? How are you? Always good to hear from you. I'm so glad you came through.
It's always fun to hang out and listen to the show. I'm glad to be here. I hope y'all like the piece that I'm going to give y'all tonight. It doesn't have a title yet. It's new.
All right. Well, shit, we're looking forward to it, man. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
I turn water to wine, burdens to miracle, the rabbit out of the hat, even through the blues. I am magic. The rib, but without the fruit of my womb, life cycles cannot form. I am Mother Earth. Not sugar and spice and everything nice. I'm greens, red beans, cornbread, that shit that gets you full. I am the soul of nourishment. Call me soul food. Energy addictive, you see the generations cater around me. I am dope. Cactus in the middle of life's deserts. My home is the house that rehydrates you when the world dries you out. Resuscitation when you're drowning. Ear when you need to be heard. Tissue to your tears. Power, protection, healing. Even when you can't see it, I am prayer. Warrior. Warrior of prayer. Vivacious and curvaceous lips, hips, fingertips, others stand for hours for this hue. Like good weed in public, they turn their nose, but deep down wish they had the courage to hit it. As you can see by the surge of plastic surgery mimicked often, I am lusted standards, beauty, beauty standards. My man got a gangsta lean, my switch has a slant, the heavy is the crown, wear it magnificently, I am royalty. Now bow. Candy baby.
Yeah, you knocked that shit all the way out with that piece there, like good weed in public, deep down they wish they had the courage to hit it. I need you to give me back the soul of nourishment, that line with all the food, I need you to give me that. One more time. That line is crazy.
Okay, hold on. I am, I not sugar and spice and everything nice. I am greens, red beans, cornbread, that shit that gets you full. I am the soul of nourishment. Call me.
That is a, that line is just, I mean, I could see the visuals and everything, but I understand the metaphor and what it means, you know, to get somebody full like that, to be so full like that. That's a crazy line. Like, that whole piece is dope. And I always enjoy your cadence, how you bring that energy with you and how you spit your pieces, man. We always appreciate how you come through and do your thing.
Thank you so much, Keith. I appreciate it.
Listen.
Already.
You better talk your shit. I've been checking out your videos. Let me tell you something. I love the evolution of you. I love how you out there growing and glowing and just hitting mics like crazy, giving it to them, queen. Don't stop. Like, I remember the first time I heard you, and you gave me one of the most beautiful compliments, you know, about my cadence and my flow. Queen, you there. You are there. Like, just the confidence, just, like, just your flow, like, the way you're able to fly in line and really just, you know, just give it to us. Like, I really appreciate where I see you start and where you're at now, and you ain't even finished yet. Dope. Just dope.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That is a beautiful compliment coming from you, Kimbrella. I really appreciate it. I'm smiling from ear to ear. Got me blushing.
Oh, no, for real. No, seriously. Keep, you know, sharing your videos. I love it. It's so inspiring to see you, you know, just continue to level up in your craft and the fact that you take it seriously. That's what I love about it. So many get this gift and they don't know either what to do with it or they get their 15 minutes and they're, like, kind of done with, you know, just with the fame and being, you know, having their name called. But you actually take the craft seriously and you're honing it, and I love it. I love it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. I am going to keep going. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. I'm driving.
Already. Right, appreciate you coming through.
I got to go. All right.
Much love to you.
All right.
See you guys in a couple of weeks.
Already. That was Candy Baby coming through to do her thing. Anybody who's listening, we are coming up on overtime. You got like 8 minutes to get in here. If you want to keep listening to the show, if you're listening on your computer and you want to keep listening to the show, you need to dial in at 319-527-6300. If you do want to spit, please press 1. We will take the opportunity to get you in. That's what we use the extra hour for, to get everybody in and make sure they have opportunity. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 707 in the building.
Hi, how are you? Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
What is going
on? Let everybody
on
know
tonight.
Who this person is on the phone with this voice.
Lord, I'm Miss Piggy, damn it.
No, ma'am.
Lily ain't misbehaving, the Black Way West, all that, the kids' favorite era, yeah, all that shit.
All that shit. How you been doing?
I'm good. I mean, we getting over COVID, man. I'm like, these. But we good.
Yeah, man. I'm glad that you're getting over it. It's been hitting a few people. It's definitely been making a round.
So. It hit my son twice. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's
coming back
shot,
around.
But anyway. I'm like, I don't like that shit.
No, not at all.
What y'all doing?
Man, I'm listening to y'all. I'm having a good time listening to y'all. I'm sitting back.
See, I'm glad that you found amusement in the downpouring shit. Look, yeah, I like the way you incorporated those new edition verses. So you guaranteeing that the storm will come? It was, yeah, that was that part for me. I'm like, and you know it's a drought in Cali, so I felt a ways, but anyway.
Man, the poem, like I said, it's really fun to do. And that's dope. I've done it several times, but This time around, I think it's gotten more of a reception, probably because of how I spit it. I'm more comfortable with it, and I'm having more fun with it. The cadence was way more slowed down. No, that's not for singing. That was not for singing, but.
Please,
yeah,
I'm
I got other poems that I'm revamping that I may be doing that, but yeah, man, I have fun with that piece. And Kim will never let me, she would never let me forget any line that she did. She hits me with, if it's a line that lasts, she has hit me over the head with God doing push-ups so many times. Now I already know he's going to be hitting me over the head with this daggum hymn line. The hymn line has always been there, but for some reason it's hitting me. Yeah. So it is what it is. But yeah.
No. And little Miss Cabrera over there talking about she want to help him make wine from grapes, and she want to glow.
You get some of this, Kim. You come here and get some of this.
And what about an
come
edible?
Get some of this, Kim.
What about an
edible? Some of this.
What about an edible? Make it, sis. Because I was prepared for a godly food. And I said, ooh.
Ma'am, I have no clue what y'all are here talking about. I was over here.
No, of course not.
But you know
I was
what?
Over here. Honey.
Thankfully, there's a recording, Kimbrella.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll
my homeboy. My homeboy Joe,
moving
he said the deflection is real. Joe
like
said
that?
The deflection is real.
Why y'all got to do me like that? All I said was I want to turn his fruit into fruition. I mean, you know, that's all I said.
That's simple.
And something edible naked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I said
mm-hmm.
I
want to
be his
mm-hmm.
waist of domestic, majestic, and edible naked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's trying to eat
you
naked? That's what you saying? Girl.
No, she said she want to drive him crazy like an edible. That's what she
forgiven.
Said. She want to drive him crazy like an edible.
The Lord, but you forgiven.
Wait a minute.
That ain't the Lord.
Ooh, you know
but
what?
But I still love you.
It's okay.
After you done drove the bus backwards and forwards over my eye, you know. Y'all ain't right.
Hey.
Y'all see the love. Y'all
sometimes
see the love.
We love you, and don't you
through. Before she came through, you was blind. Now you can see. That's all.
You know,
my glasses are not on.
So
I'm just saying.
Done.
But yeah, you know, we gonna let you come to do what you came to do, Kim. Lily, we gonna let you do what you came to do because you know.
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
We know she about to set it off because she
mm-hmm.
got too much energy. We know
and
she
and
about
this
to
is
set
an,
so,
this is a new
I'm ready.
This
uh-huh.
is a new
yeah,
piece.
So.
I don't have a title. Maybe you guys can help me with the title.
Uh-oh.
Y'all ain't ready.
I'm press mute.
Okay.
No, I ain't never ready, but I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you want someone so bad, you'll ignore all of the red flags slapping you in the face and say that it's just the winds of change blowing. What exactly has changed, though, other than the time of day? There's not much of a difference there either. Feels like you're traveling in a time machine or playing with that rabbit-ass groundhog, reliving the same shit you'd done in your 20s. Who really wants to watch the reboot of that repetitive show about how you and your feelings were shitted on or how your heart was buried alive so deep in the grave that it couldn't be reached for retrieval, so it died a slow and painful death? While you're on the outside looking into the TV screen, you're watching the same played-out scene, well, play out, screaming to get up, get out, do fucking something, not realizing that the television is on mute. And you can't find the damn remote, so you continue after decades of existing on this earth because this couldn't possibly be living in a delusional coma. You want someone so desperately that even at your so-called age of wisdom, you're attracted to the dumb shit because it's oh so shiny. Your brain trying to drag your heart by the hand towards the opposite direction, telling you, come on, silly, but that fog is fucking up your vision. Flags still slapping you in the face. Headlights damn near blind your ass, warning you about the dangers ahead. All of the signs posted read, stop, danger, watch your step in the road, serves up something different on the menu, praying that this time will be your time. Scanning the garden of unassuming danger for that four-leaf clover that doesn't exist in these here parts. There is no happily ever after. It may never be your time. You wasted it, and now you're caught up in a drought. After all, you are in California, and there's no water to put out the fires you've set. You're talking to God, requesting this and begging for that because you're a good woman, and you deserve good things to happen. But how do you figure you deserve those things when you never listen to what your father tells you? You're hard-headed as always, and just like past episodes of that old TV, that old show, that sitcom has been was canceled because, quite frankly, no one wants to watch your train wreck again. They already know how that episode will end. He will continue to put you in timeout until you learn how to mind somebody. Get your priorities in order because each order that you put in the drive-thru will be sold out. It'll always be unavailable until you make yourself available for what he has been asking of you for so many years. Change the topic of conversation because what's going to happen is just like some of your, he's going to stop answering your calls and leave those text messages on read. He knows that you're lonely. You just want what others have been blessed with. But truthfully, you're not ready for it. You haven't prepared yourself for the abundance of blessings that should come your way. You can't even listen to his simple instructions. How are you going to submit to a husband when you won't submit your life to the Lord? He doesn't ask for much. Declare your love for him, just like you declared your love for those niggas who couldn't bless you nearly as much as he would. Instead of getting naked for them, bare your soul to him. He already knows what's in your heart. Just confess it. Instead of giving your mind, body, and all things in between to someone who will leave you empty, give your whole self to him. He will fill you with so much love that you won't remember what a drought felt like. The sand in your hourglass is about to run out. So are the remaining days of your life. You better make it count. Bow your head. Bend those knees and talk to him instead of wagging your tongue for sport. Listen to him. I mean, really listen. The roads leading towards your forever home won't clear until you do.
Go easy. Go easy. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you sounds gonna be nasty, huh?
Ooh. My goodness, be easy. Look here. Yeah, you went in on this piece. My goodness. Instead of getting naked for them, bury your soul to him, put you in time out until you learn how to mind somebody. But shit, there's no water be put out for the fires you set. Shit, you had a lot to say in this piece. But my goodness, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. I ain't gonna front. I'm sitting over here literally with the doom 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 doom. I was literally playing that over here. You getting it in? Let me get, because I already know. Ain't no way Kim can't say that. I know she over there perplexed like me. You came from a whole different direction. I wasn't ready for.
Yeah, she switched it up on us. She switched. I'm mad at Facebook. I don't know what's going on because I'm sitting there, you know, posting lines, and it's giving me a red exclamation point. Won't let me post. Nothing on your post, Lily. So, my bad, but
no worries.
This piece is so full of wisdom. It's full of ouches, right? Because I'm gonna tell you.
And there's some ouches and band-aids on this one.
Yeah. As a woman who has been dumb a time or two or three or four, you know, I could definitely see, you know, some of the lessons that I had to learn the hard way. But the one that really slapped. The one that really slapped, how you going to submit to a husband when you can't even submit to the Lord? I had to drop my phone. I had to drop my phone because I just need a lot of people, including myself, to sit with that for a minute. We be so fast wanting to, you know, I get it. We're human. Nobody wants to be lonely. We all want to be loved. I get all that. But
there's some real key reflection that we got to do before we go out here trying to manifest a certain type of individual, because a lot of times our messed up energy, our insecurities, our wounds is what sends things and alerts and energy out there to get the wrong messed up person. And until you have a conversation, just sit down with him and let him work on you and tell you some things about you, and you actually listen and apply, then you'll start making better decisions. This right here, man, I need you to post that.
I think I posted a video of it in TikTok, but I'll post the poem on there. I need to see that.
You need a title.
But it's funny though, because
you can call that poem
up,
"You Ain't Ready." Shit.
Look, I woke up in
y'all
the
ain't
of
ready,
and I wrote it right because you know I've been praying to God. Oh, I want this, I want that, and you know I don't be listening to him, so he got me through a poem. He's like, "Oh, okay, you gonna sit down, you gonna get this work." I'm like, "Oh, yeah." That's what happened.
Yeah, that's the thing. The thing about manifesting is, you know, a lot of people just want what they want so bad, and they're not even prepared for it. You can manifest and try to manifest, but the crazy thing about it is, if you actually get it and you weren't prepared for it, they're gonna pass you by. So there's your gift. You asked for it, you weren't ready for it.
You ain't gonna. Can you keep it? Is the key. You know that. That's what people don't understand.
There's that too.
Can you keep the blessing?
But yeah, that's go ahead and share all of that. Get that up out of there, because I was not ready.
I'm still not ready.
I'm like, that could have been the time for me.
Title for that one. Yeah, we're gonna have to think on that one.
Yeah, I'll post a video on the event page.
Already. We appreciate you coming through and sharing your new stuff and letting us see that side of you that, you know, we don't always get. It was definitely dope to hear.
Thank you. Much love.
Already. Woo. Well, y'all doing the poet thing tonight. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. I'm going to let you know what the order is. We got 713-937-615. That is the order. I'm going with 240. And that's how we're going to do it. How are you doing tonight, 240 in the building?
I'm doing just fine. You know, due to the climate change on this poetry show, you know, I had to park my truck. This is Mr. Automatic Charismatic. I had to park my truck because Kimbrella, you know, her storms just come around, and I was afraid that I'll fall off the road, you know, when she's doing her poem, and I just can't control the damn wheel. And then now the dispatcher just said that she gonna need me a haul some panties because storms will come, and it's just been wet, you know. It's just been raining. Now you call it a wet.
Well, that was because of the hurricane.
Don't get it mixed up.
You know, that's because of the hurricane.
Yeah,
women
gonna have to change it. Now I might have to haul some panties for other women because of what you've done. And
but you
got to
haul
some
sandbags.
I think
that's more important. I think sandbags is more important. I think you need to haul them. That's where I'm at.
You got to do that too because of the hurricane. You know, when the hurricane is coming, you got to be prepared. You know, especially driving the truck, man. You feel that wind coming, boom, just
that's
you know,
all
just knock you in the middle of next week.
I'm glad we're in the same space. We're seeing eye to eye, man. That's all I'm trying to say. We're seeing eye to eye now.
I just wish Cabrera would just warn me while I'm driving so I could be safe. When she's doing her poem, I just had to park because I can't take another thunderstorm
from
her.
I try to tell y'all a warning, man. I try to tell y'all to batten down.
You know, she always.
I be trying to tell y'all.
Yeah, always doing that. You know, I at the park, I said, the hell with this. I ain't going to be driving while she's doing her poultry and drop me off the road. You know, hell
that's
no.
All I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to say, bro. That's all I'm trying to say, man. You know? But yeah, man, I appreciate you coming to the show and listening and being able to chill with us, man. It's always fun to have you on. I know that you got some freestyle for me tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. You know, I don't get a whole lot of time. Man, you know what? It's so hard because I have to come after all that. All the poetry I heard, I feel like it's so unfair. I got to come behind all that.
Man,
I got to.
You're doing freestyle, so you got ammunition now. You listen to all that stuff. You got ammunition.
Damn.
Man, your freestyle going to be even better.
Yeah, but damn, man. All that dope poetry I got coming behind that, I'm like, damn. Whew. See, I feel like I'm pre-tripping or something.
Hey, you know what? I don't know nothing about none of that, man. I don't know nothing about none of that. So I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Back is yours.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay. I'm going to go ahead and do my freestyle my truck. I'm a freestyle. I heard Anthony Arnold. So I love that poem that he did. It's beautiful. You know what I mean? I'm a fan of his. I'm a fan of, you know, and for Lily, I would say her poem should be called Birth of a New Life. Because when you're changing, when you're going to God, your life is changing. And you're separating the old life to your new life. So it's like a new birth. When you say in church, be born again. So my freestyle is called the Battle of Forgiveness. In this time, in this day, in this age, in this era, that we never forget the pain that we had to endure, that this way of life that we have to be secured. I was brought in the church to forgive others what they have done. I have no hate towards nobody. But I hate the actions of what us. See, I don't hate nobody. But I hate that oppression. I hate what happened this summer. I hate the bombing of what happened in Alabama. I can't forget what they've tried to teach me and tried to get me to. Join in history that does not belong to me. When Dr. King spoke the other America, the two Americas, one that I belong to, marching and starving, finding my own reflection for my own protection, walking with my people with my power of the fist. Trying to forgive. This is the battle of forgiveness, and I can forgive others, but I can't forgive when they segregated us into a life to being poor and the Natchez, Mississippi. I cannot forgive an act because an act is a verb and it has spreads the word of horror like no tomorrow. If I go ahead and forgive those that have done to me, but I can't forgive the action. I forgive people. I can't forgive about what's happened, why my people have died by the police, that they were never here to protect us. See, they were the slave patrol. We got to look deep into our soul. They take one of us. We take one of them, the power of forgiveness. It's like the wave of reaction, and we make things happen. Killing leaders like Malcolm X and Dr. King, Fred Hampton, all over Well, we look in the security and the changes in the life of the purity. We are a different form in the storm. The words spin magnetized. We had to uplift and the hate that's been evaporized. Looking to the eyes and we never be fall down to a life of prison. They call us inmates because when prison was made for us to be immaterial. I speak words of my spiritual, see the battle of forgiveness. And if I could forgive those they say anti-Semitic, but what about the United States of America that have made it anti-black? How can you clean up one floor when you leave the other floor dirty? We have, and you ask for mercy. You see a time continuing a time, and we are fighting these wars. When we have to fight this war at home, you see, I believe in people in Happy Veterans Day, but you, America, owes what black people have to go through. Why are they fighting for here? Why are they fighting to live? Why are they fighting if they get pulled over, their hands over the steering wheel? But we have to be real, because sometimes you can live and sometimes you can be killed. And oppression these days are carrying any of those that try to attack us by calling 911, not for their emergency, but their urgency to wipe us off the earth. And as I speak of the morning, the battle of forgiveness, well, I guess we come upon like the 60s and take care of business. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine, 10 kids in the Malin pipe and drive.
Hey, man, look here. I understand how Anthony Arnold could influence that. I can tell that you've been reading, man. You definitely be dropping lines from these books, man. I can tell that it's been something that's been a pastime for you, and it's been affecting how you spit your pieces, man. I could appreciate that, you know, appreciate the fact that you take the time to read, you know, these books by these authors that we love and can name drop, you know, words and wisdom from these books, man. It says a lot about you.
Well, I'm a researcher. I love to learn. Things that you don't learn in school, you know, the patriotism that is taught in school, but when us, as what we have been doing, is eliminated and not, you know, I believe that, you know, that we have to learn us. I'm on the side of truth. I always say this, that you have to learn what the lie is so you can embrace the truth.
Absolutely, brother. And I agree with you right there, man. And you definitely came through with the truth. And hope to see you next time with the truth, man. Just keep on, you know, letting everybody know how Kimbrella be coming through and reconciled with the hurricanes.
Thank you. Can you ask Kimbrella, please, next time I drive a truck, if she's going to, you know, do climate change in her poultry, can she give me warning? Because I got to go with Texas. Now, I'm scared as hell that another hurricane may be coming. And she is, I mean, she just stand right. I got to drive. I got to make my loads. And now she got a hurricane coming. I didn't even know what the weather is
directly.
In Texas.
I'm going to have Kim send you something directly, brother. I appreciate you coming through.
We on the event page.
I'll holler at you. I appreciate you coming through.
I'll catch you next time.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller. We got 713 in the building.
Greetings. What's going on, man? Goodness.
With your brother, man? I'm just trying to make it, man. How you doing?
Boy, look, I had to totally regroup. Y'all put too much out there, man. And we done went on tags. We done been to church.
That's what this show is, man. We go touch on everything. We didn't have all kinds of stuff. We had gorillas in the mist. We had everything tonight.
Gorillas
in the mist earlier today, man. We touching all areas of the world.
All of them, man. Look, we even had a parallel podcast.
Look. This is what happens on Renaissance Poetry. Whatever people want to spit, whatever direction they want to go, whatever energy they feeling, that's what we here for, man. That's what we here for.
Well, I feel like I can ink out this one little corner I got over here.
You know what? I ain't trying to hear that, Sir Lawrence. I ain't trying to hear that. We know better. So what I'm about to do is press mute. I'm going to let you handle your business because – you probably going to hit us with some Mr. Nasty time, too. But I'm going to see. We're going to see. I'm going to press me. Mic is yours.
All right. By the time the fool learns the rules of the game, all the players have gone home. We keep asking for a change, but in our mind, like cleaning the floor with a dirty broom. Even acknowledging each other with, "What's up, fool?" Fighting all forms of unity, except when it comes to spending money. The consumer's consumer, an economic axis, eclipsing ourselves, generating incomes for everyone else, while still suffering from not liking the skin, continually refusing treatments for cognitive dissonance, like using your own words in reverse power. They don't seem to have a memory of when they were slaves. Photography's been around since 1826, yet not one photo of you coming off of a slave ship. It's like having the belief you still haven't checked. We are the concept that still wants to be study results. Time is running out. Should we discuss purgatory or not having an industry? Sir Lawrence.
I see what you did there. I see what you did. Look, you came in here with that educational, you know, y'all all on, you know, the piggyback of the Anthony Arnold tonight. I see. Okay. All right. I see.
Yeah.
Y'all on that. Yeah. Look, Anthony Arnold, see what you inspiring, man. See? You inspiring this stuff, brother.
See? Because, I mean, after all, you know, we already went from Amazon to the bank. I mean, golly.
Hey, look, that's real talk, man. And what you brought up about them not, you know, remembering, they remember. They just like to only focus on, you know, the good parts that they want to focus on and, you know, leave out all the history that is negative to what they've done or what's happened to them, and they just want to claim all the good. But, you know, that's how it is, man. We just got to be diligent and making sure that the accurate history is also put out there for our youth because they're the ones getting lost in the shuffle.
On the real.
Already, man. I appreciate you coming through and doing your thing, man, as always. Look forward to hearing you next time, brother.
As always, man. And, hey, man, y'all stay true to the word, man, because this replay is going to be terribly
good. Look here, this replay is going to be a beast. And we still got two callers left. This is about
mercy
to be a beast.
Mercy, man. I ain't
all right, I appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're going to go to the next caller. We got 937 in the building.
Good evening. Happy Friday.
Every day is a Friday when it come through today. I ain't mad at you. I appreciate it. Yes, ma'am. let everybody know who we have on the mic.
This is Adrian, Simone, Sugar Brown, Carla, however you want to call it. I'm just happy I'm not at work.
Look here, because you normally on the road trying to find some time to spit. So, yeah, this is definitely different.
Not at my weekend job or my day job. Day job's been rough for the last 2 weeks. So, yes, not at work.
Yeah,
nowhere.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad. Glad to hear it. How have you enjoyed the show so far tonight?
So it has been amazing, all kinds of dimensions and energies. That first half was heavy, heavy. Shout out to Mama O, everything she's going through. I agree with what you said. She is gifting to us through her pain. I saw what she had posted, and just to hear that live, the excerpt of what she did, it was truly a gift to us. Always learning from her as our poetry mother, our elder, my Ohio sister. If she's still listening, I'm not sure if she is, but condolences to her. I felt that so deeply and just, you know, wow. But also, everybody was good to hear Joe again, Uncle Joe, Unc. You know, just everybody that comes through. This show is so important to everybody for so many different reasons, which is why whether I'm on the road, working, I always try to tune in because it gives us what we need. So, absolutely. Hey, Kim, Kimbrella. Hey, shout out to Kim. So,
yeah. Already. Yeah, so with that being said, you covered the whole gamut. I mean, everything that's happened tonight on the show and what we've been doing, the second half has been crazy, which usually happens. When we do Renaissance Poetry, the first half is its own thing, and the second half, we kind of take off sometimes. So this has been a hell of a show, and I know that you're about to add something to it, but you're going to do your thing. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. Because, you know, I got some time tonight, too. Tonight, I cleared my schedule. There's nothing for me to do. Well, I got the time to come fuck with you. Heard you got a tongue that perfects wet flicks. I ain't even watched that past this dry video bullshit, so I can't relate. But if you got a mouth that can part a sea, I know you can drain my lake. I give you mad respect for your archaeology, but I want you to recognize my astrology. I'm something like a trilogy. My Virgo rising, Sagittarius sun, and moon in Scorpio will ignite the kind of conversation that appeals to your sapio. And I pay tithes to your request when your plate is passed. I can pay in cash, debit, credit, or ask. Touch my hem and pull up my skirt. You promised a sweet healing, so come and do the Lord's work. Like I said, I got the time. I want to fuck with you. Hold my legs like you've been wanting to, because I ain't trying to run from you. But I am at the same time, because the bumping of the headboard is like Morse code in my mind. Long, short, short, long. Your strokes and energy like a message coming through. I hear the tones in my yoni, and I come more than I'm supposed to. Going and claim this nut, it doesn't keep fresh on the shelf. You'll miss the write-up in it right now. You can take it for yourself. And if your soulmate comes traveling back in time, I'ma tell her to jump dimensions, because the conclusion is you're mine. Ain't that a bitch that in this moment I really don't give a shit about anything other than how to best serve that dick, swirl my tongue around it, lick it from base to head, suck your soul until it transcends out your body, but is you dead? I call it TLC. Tastes like Carla because it just came out of me. My orgasmic drips was intense. I know you got it all, but there's one left. I love how you chase my waterfalls, my legs throwing up the peace sign as your tongue crip walks on my clit. Found my G-spot with your fingers, threw up gang signs like sign language, found the rest of the alphabet. How's that for a compliment? and we ain't even finished yet. Oh, I got the time, and I'm willing to stay up late. It ain't a compliment until I let 7.8. I want to be able to knock branches off your family tree. I believe the children are the future, but they will get left behind fucking around with me. One less child to feed in a time of need. Ain't no formula shortage when you got that Simulac blowing out your pen. And those judges in New York knew that poem should have been a 10. Like the score you earn when you dive in, you swim in, backstroke to the beginning, flip over the hourglass, the way you flip my ass. Those are the conditions you thrive in, right? So come fuck with me. I ain't got shit to prove when I'm fucking with you tonight, you see? In peace.
Is you dead? Oh, my gosh. Oh, shit. This cold-blooded. Oh, my gosh. This poem here, y'all. The Crip Walker, you have found a way to put the Crip Walker in the piece, too? Oh, shit. Hold on. Y'all killing me. This playback is about to be out of control, people. Look here. I'm tripping, like. I'm tripping, man.
She was so up.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
No.
The headboard is like Morse code? What?
No.
Oh, my God.
She fucked me up with that suck your soul into the trash. Is that your body? But is you dead?
Is you dead? Oh, my God. Wait a minute. What about the cadence? Wait a minute. Look how she was delivering that. What accent was that?
It's called the rebuttal, sir. It's a rebuttal.
The rebuttal has an accent? It's called a rebuttal accent?
Rebuttal cadence, sir. That's how you deliver a rebuttal. You got to have it. You know, you got to sit that shit with low-key confidence like, yeah, nigga. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's even bad, gave you.
Like what?
Oh, my God. But wait, then she said, I can pay in cash, debit, credit, or ass.
Look. I don't know.
Yo, but that
cold-blooded.
But is you dead, that line right there, I was not prepared. That took me completely out of there.
But is you dead? Look, this whole piece is out of control, but I'm telling you, just like certain poems have a line that just take you out, and that was it. And, you know, and she said it just so, you know, matter-of-factly, it was just, you know,
yes.
But is you dead? You know,
wait,
is you dead?
Wait, no,
you know?
What's the line about the soulmate, if your soulmate comes back? Give me that line back again, if your soulmate comes back.
Oh, wait a minute,
such sarcasm, like, that shit was crazy.
All right, hold on. Let me go back to that. I'm sorry. This was fun. Going to claim this nut. It don't keep fresh on the shelf. You missed it right up in it. You can take it for yourself. And if your soulmate comes traveling back in time, I'm going to tell her to jump dimensions because the conclusion is your mind.
No, I can't.
Look at the accent change, though. Look at the oh, my God.
Listen, you got to get into – listen, when you giving a rebuttal piece like that and it's fun the way it was on both ends, you got to get into it. She did just that. She gave it exactly what it needed to give. I appreciate it.
Look here. The poem, look, is just out of control. I see my own wordplay tossed back and played in different ways. You know, It's definitely all over you. You know, it's definitely like a confident to have somebody who is so metaphorically driven to be able to take your piece. But I'm going to tell you what else got me. Because, you know, I like to talk about the hymn and stuff, you know, just touch the hymn. But she said, you promised the sweet healing, so come do the Lord's work. I'm done. Come do the Lord's work.
It ain't a compliment until I let you bust a 7.8. I'm just saying. I mean, she's really up in them lines, okay?
All up in it. And then because, you know, the understanding of the poem, the reason why I even named it 7.8, to be able to have that understanding and put it in the poem and say they should have gave it a 10. She's right. It should have been a 10. That's why I sarcastically call it 7.8. But to be able to put that in the piece, look how dope that is. I love this piece. I really appreciate you coming through and spitting this. Yes, you know, the energy has been so dope. But hearing you spit it with that energy, that voice, that cadence, it just took it to the next level.
Humbly, thank you for letting me step on your toes, dance with you on this piece, take your lines and give it my spin. Humbly, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, shit, I'm a humble one. My poem, the one got flipped over here. Yeah, but yeah, this bit. Look, this night here and this replay, I can't wait to hear it. This is. I know I laughed hard as hell throughout this Dadgummy show, but I know I laughed during this piece. So it's going to be crazy to hear it. But I appreciate you coming through, especially with that energy and showing love to the show as always. Hopefully you'll make it back next time around. Hopefully you also won't be at work again. But you know, if you are, we appreciate you finding the time to come through and share with us.
Good night, Kim. Thank you for your input as well. I appreciate it.
Much love.
Already. Like Kim, I'm just going to keep you on. We got one more caller. We're going to bring this person in. We're going to see who the show killer is for the night. We got 615 in the building.
Renaissance. Hurricane.
Oh, I know who that is.
It is CW34 Music in stereo.
Oh, shit, the show killer is CW. What's happening with you, brother?
Oh, man.
You see, now you just called me the cable channel. Y'all know I'm going to get on you. It's double D's. You know better.
Go on, handle it up there. Go on, handle it up. Don't put me in your piece, though. Because you done handled up everybody in your piece. Don't put me in your piece.
This ain't no Who's Line Is It Anyway, Riverdale. It ain't that.
Get it together there, man. Get me together, bro.
Don't get my James Evans going again.
No belt now. We don't need no James Evans belt. I fight back. Yeah, I ain't got no ass whooped like that since I was a kid. Don't bring out the James Evans belt. We going to have to suffer to bring out the belt.
I cannot.
How do I follow all that? That's crazy.
Bro,
you got a lot
this
to
show
work
here.
With.
Look, but you handled just fine because whoever that pissed you off is probably about to get it. So it's gonna fit right in with this show. If you go with what you've been consistently doing, you about to rip somebody off the frame and it's gonna go right with the show. So I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll see what I got.
Exactly. So you the show killer, man. You're going to end the show with this poetry, man, so I appreciate that. I appreciate you sticking around. I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay, this piece is called A Play on Words. In my present state, if I was a rich man in Virginia, I'd have commonwealth. But realizing I used to love her, if that makes any common sense. So I dreamt of what Dolly Parton said being disappointed after we had awful sex. After working 9 to 5 and I mistakenly called her Jolene with no control of my stream, here you come again. Woke up from my nocturnal emission sheets sopping wet. Threw the linen in the washer and then I started showering, started daydreaming about my newfound opulence, toweled off, put on some clothes, reached in my pockets, and all I found was lint. Got a job and some loans. Now I'm in indentured servitude, eating cracklings on the way home, just to lose another tooth. I thought brushing your teeth 3 times a day would help me avoid that. But it's driving me out of my mind how I forgot fluoride is actually poison. And we have been swallowing drops of this for years, with children's Saturday morning commercials and propaganda, filling our toothbrushes and having cereals with candy, following FDA pyramid schemes as part of this nutritious breakfast. No wonder we have become easy targets for diseases from diabetes, cancer, lupus, Alzheimer's, and dementia. That big pharma has made lots of dollars like LeBron does, dunking on all of us, and that's going to be on SportsCenter. A child was born with no state of mind, blind due to concussions coming out the placenta. So let's give him a harmonica, piano, a synthesizer, label him a genius with corn-rolled Bo Derek hair. It makes me superstitious as I wonder how evil people keep from going under through Natalie Cole's perception scene. This will be our love as I'm catching hell, while someone's dumb husband stands next to Frank Thomas as his wife calls him a hunk in front of him and how she's unsatisfied in bed. So now you practice new eugenics like Pilates and calisthenics for the depopulation agenda, like having your pet spayed and neutered while cloning deaf leopards that stutter and mixing with Mr. T Gold Starter kits. It's a pity that the world keeps on fooling us through new drugs like Huey Lewis. And here's the news, because if you grab Melania Trump by the pussy, would Donald join Me Too and call that abuse? No. That's locker room talk, CNN's Jim Acosta, and I'm running the press conference at the Red Lobster. I Humpty danced with the ticklish fat lady that sings at the opera, like Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut shoving hot dogs while the world regurgitates on its vomit. By the way, me and the fat lady got drunk off pina coladas trying to do the lumbata. I tried to enter her cockpit, and she said, "That's not it." In peace.
The way you incorporate all the daggummy music, bro, that is so dope to me. You really got my attention with BBD, and then you just started dropping all the other ones. You just really did it, bro. I love peace. I love the points you were making, but I got to point out the cleverness of how you did that, bro.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, I mean, he always gives us references and clever, witty lines while giving us knowledge so sarcastically and truth. Realize I used to love her, if that makes any common sense. I was already drawn in right there. Already drawn in right there. Got a job and some loans, and now I'm in indentured servitude. You know, how you went into fluoride and how we've been, you know, basically tasting on that since forever, and it's just some poisons. Actually, from what I understand, fluoride was used to make minds more docile, to make, you know, minds be easily, you know, conformed into just falling right in line. So then you said Big Pharma has made lots of dollars like LeBron does, dunking on all of us. Like, the wordplay and the references are so thick, but the truth is profound that ties all these lines together. And what was the title of the piece again?
A Play on Words.
A Play on Words, like, perfectly titled. Like, I always enjoy your pieces because I know I'm going to laugh, I'm going to get some knowledge, and we're going to get some witty, clever lines, and we're going to get some poetry. Like, all of those elements, I just love when you come through, because nobody does it like you. I appreciate it.
Right, which makes it so perfect for the show, especially being, you know, like a show ender with that kind of energy and that kind of cleverness. You know, you just kind of brought it home, man. You definitely did your thing.
Thank you much. I got to run away from Dolly Parton and the fat lady before my wife becomes Jill Scott and put them wine bottles on the back of my head. Y'all know.
No, we don't want none of that. We don't want no problems, man. We don't want no problems.
The problems.
Yeah. We got problems.
Oh, man, we sure appreciate you. Thank you for coming through, closing the show like nobody else could. You know, you have an element that you come with that's different, and it just really wrapped the whole show. It was so many different levels and different angles, and you were the perfect closer. So I really appreciate you sitting through the entire show, vibing with us, but then coming with you come with to close the show properly.
I'll be here next time. Don't worry.
Oh, we know it, and we'll be waiting. We'll be right here.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, one love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic.
Already. Man, this show here.
Woo!
We were talking about it might not even make it to the hour three. Look at here.
Okay. You never can tell. That's the thing that I love most about this form. You never can tell what they are going to come through. You don't know what the energy is going to be. We had so many people that we saw pens leveling up that we were able to see from when they started writing in the beginning to what they developed in now. We got, you know, people, life and things happening and us being able to pull together. We had gems being spit. We had a rebuttal being thrown at the host, gave him his own stuff back. Yeah, we had a little spirituality. We had a little eroticism. Like, man, I'm full. I am full. Poetry owes me nothing.
At all. And the way that this show went, you have all the elements of the energy. You have the different feelings. You have, you know, people with different energies. Everybody was able to say what they needed to say, you know, even earlier when Lady A was saying what she had to say, and she talked about how her own energy changed, and she wanted to spit something else. Like,
right.
That's what this show does. You know, you have something in your mind, and your energy is where it is, but then somebody else might spit something, and if it genuinely changes your energy, you have to feel comfortable enough to do that, and this show has been able to do that for many people. Being the safe space that it has been and all the types of poetry we have heard,
man,
over the years, for Mama O to feel comfortable enough to come here and spit
that
with family and love and know that she's safe here and know that she's cared for here to come and spit that, it's just so much about this show. And we're able to still spread love and fun and good energy even with everything going on with the world. And that's why I appreciate, you know, what Adrian Simone had to say about the necessity of this show and what people may be needing.
Indeed.
There's a lot of times that, you know, I may be thinking like, oh, I'm not feeling the show or I'm not feeling good about the show. But there's other times where I was like, I need the show. I don't feel good. I need the energy of it. And both times I could come in here and my whole mood has changed, and my whole feeling is different, and everything is just better because of what poetry was able to do. So I'm very blessed and humbled to be able to be a part of this, and I'm thankful for everyone who continues to listen to this show and come and share yourselves with us.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. Like, you, they have no idea sometimes what we even go through leading up to the show, how life's on our end, and the conditions that we're in mentally. And, you know, just hearing them, once that, you know, that music starts playing and, you know, you open the show up, it's like, ooh, you know, and they always bring us around. They always bring us around, remind us of why we need platforms. Like, once again, shout out to all of you. Much love for doing what you do, bringing it here. You could have been anywhere else on this Friday, but you came here to be with us. My condolences again to Mama O and family. You know, we love you. We support you. We're here for you. And shout out to the CEO of Epiphany Radio, who is responsible for all of us being able to have platforms every day of the week. For real, the poet, a.k.a. Ballhead, a.k.a. Raw Links, baby, baby. Go check him out. He does amazing job on jewelry, you know, with different jewels and gems. And just much love. I'm just so happy to be a part of this family.
Absolutely. Also, I got to, you know, a.k.a., got to give him a shout-out, Larry, a.k.a., also the maker of, you know, the bracelets and stuff, you know what they call it, you know what they call his thing. But he's supposed to make one, you know, because I won the fantasy football championship, and I still ain't got my raw links, brother. I still ain't got my raw links, brother. But I still ain't got my raw links, brother. But yeah, this show was awesome. I'm thankful for everybody came through. I appreciate everything that you do for the show, Kim. And we're going to end this show, for everybody's listening, with some Take Off the Blues. It's one of my favorite pieces, but the energy just really fits. And I hope to catch you next time. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, and we out.
Baby, baby.
After all is said and done, you're nice to me. And when the sun got nothing to prove. If the pressure too hard, then baby I can turn it loose. It's good time, tell me baby what you waiting on. Your eyes say they don't wanna be alone. I want you, you want me too. Oh, you wanna show me what's inside? I can see it all in your eyes. Good time, tell me, babe, what you waiting on? Your eyes say they don't wanna be alone, but you won't find out if you never try. You want my love, oh, give my love.
Blessings and one love.